Check one, two. I'd like to welcome everybody to the beautiful Cotton Club. I'll be your host this evening. Check one, two. Hello. Check one, two. Check one, two. One, two. I hadn't gotten that far. Don't confuse me. Check one, two. I bet we got time to drink. Check one, two. Check one, two. Maybe a hair more in the monitor. Hello. Check one, two. That's probably pretty good. I'm actually hearing that really good, which is fine. Check one, two. I like it when I hear the mains, so it's good. Check one, two. There's not much coming out of that there. Maybe a little bit if we can.
So I got it now, side to side instead of back and forth. I don't know which is better or worse. Well, I had it side, I had it the other way last night, and so then it kind of felt, kept feeling like I was going to fall backwards. So this way, I keep feeling like I'm going to fall over sideways, but that's probably better. I'd rather fall sideways. I can do that with my dignity.
Hello. Is it rock o'clock? Rock o'clock. All right, everybody, order you up some liquor drinks. It's gonna be one of those nights. Yep. See, they're coming in with liquor drinks. It's mandatory you drink liquor drinks. Unless you're in rehab, and then get one of them virgin drinks. But otherwise, have a liquor drink. Young lady, virgin drink for you. Can we dim it a little bit? Is that dimmable? Yeah, let's get it dim. I look nicer in the dark. On the other hand, pretty good with some light on you.
Kentucky, but still he would have
there's three babies down the street, and the way that the cars are lined up behind them, the way that the traffic backed up behind them. Thank you. got. This one goes out to our good friends from New Orleans. Thank you. clock started forming, 5 o'clock p.m. And the clouds touched down 5 miles north of Russellville. Sirens were blowing, clouds spat rain. As the thing came through, I swear it sounded like a train. Install a floor that does this. Just for the challenge. Really just to see Cooley fall. No Cooley. Actually, I think we had one of these in Atlanta at the Variety Saturday night. I think we did. I think we did. I think it was doing this. Yeah, I think it was doing that.
Were you there?
Oh, we had it. Who are you giving me shit? All right, what do y'all want to hear? this one to Nancy Pelosi tonight. Wish her luck. She's gonna need it.
Thank you.
since last night and again tonight, so I guess I better play it. Wrote this song about my great-grandmama. Well, let's call it Grand-Grand. Thank you.
There's a short fat man riding a camel in the corner in slow motion. He falls right out and I think he's hurt. It's a bitch facing facts and fears. He's got my joint and he's got my deal. He's not a dream about me. Cartoon cures for all our cancer. monsters, thunder clouds in the far skies.
It's John Neff right here on the pedal steel. I want to thank Josh Jomo for having us on board and for making this stuff happen. Thank you, Jomo. Thank you. to dedicate this next song to the memory of the great DDT.
Thank you.
just knock you.
Tired of the
This song is inspired partly by the farm that my family owns that I spent a lot of time growing up on as a kid, and partly by a really, really wonderful, very short film by a guy named Ray McKinnon, and he's a Georgia native. He made this movie a few years back about saving the family farm by any means necessary, and it's like a really, really black comedy. When he says any means necessary, he's not kidding. And at one point, as they say in the movie, it's doable, but it ain't gonna be pretty. The movie's called The Accountant, and it won the Academy Award for Best Short Film a few years ago. And I became such a super fan of the movie that I wrote this song, kind of inspired by it, and I ended up stalking and tracking down the director. And now we're friends. I definitely just had to meet the guy that wrote this thing, because in about 38 minutes, he summed up everything I spent my entire life trying to write about, and managed to do it and be hilarious and still make me cringe, which is hard to do. So I wrote this song for him, and the song's called The Sinkhole. Thank you. sorry. Since we got some Memphis in the house, let's do a Memphis classic. Sandwiches for the road, you say?
Yeah.
This song was written by a guitar player and songwriter and singer from Muscle Shoals. He's actually, I guess, from Birmingham or something, actually. But I knew him from Muscle Shoals. His name was Eddie Hinton, and he made some records that are just some of the finest records you've never heard, and they're well worth looking for. I think you can actually, some of the stuff's starting to become available these days, and particularly if you don't mind importing it from England. Eddie's probably most famous for being a guitar player at the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section, which my dad was a part of, and he played guitar on I'll Take You There, even though he didn't get credited for it. And he co-wrote Breakfast in Bed, which was a big hit for Dusty Springfield back in the 60s for a great Dusty in Memphis record. And he was just one of the greatest soul singers you ever could imagine, but he also suffered greatly from all kinds of mental illness. And shortly after the release of his first album, he had to be institutionalized for a number of years, and he made his second album like on weekend leaves from the hospital, and it was called Letters from Mississippi. And he passed away in 95, pretty much unknown, but his stuff's well worth looking for. And and his name's Eddie Hinton, and it's worth looking for. This song's For and About Him, and it's called Sandwiches for the Road. Thank you. So I don't know how we're doing on time. Y'all just want, can I keep going a little bit longer?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm sure you're having fun. Thank you again. Thank you again, John. So just for the hell of it, I could do. Okay. I was thinking maybe I wrote a. Who is that? Ironic person.
It's that
ironic. So we can do something really crazy if I have it. I mind my own business at my house and with playing with my daughter and doing chores. I had a big list of chores. I hate doing chores. I was doing chores. And the fucking TV was on in the living room. And I hate the fucking TV. I really do. And I went 15 years without a TV. And I never missed it. And now I've got cable out the wazoo. I've got so much fucking cable. If Henry Kissinger takes a shit somewhere, I know about it within 15 minutes. And I don't like Henry Kissinger. I don't want to know. I really don't want to know. And so I'm doing all these chores. But I found half of it. And here's the other half of it. Okay, this seals y'all's doom. I'm doing my chores, and I walk past the TV, and it's flashing at me. And saying breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, and I'm like, oh shit, who did we fucking bomb now? Who died? What's up? And I look, and it says, Tom and Katie are getting married today in some palace in Italy or something, and I snapped, and I had this aneurysm. And the next song just kind of spilled forth in about the length of time it takes to do it. But I wrote it without any kind of instrumentation because when I heard it in my head, there is no guitar part for this song. It's like a show tune. It's the only way I can describe it as a show tune. We've all seen at least one of those big Hollywood musicals, and I'm talking the ones where they not only break out in song, but it spills out into the street, and the next thing you know, they're like going through these crowded street scenes, and there's like the baker throwing his dough up in the air, and he's singing, and the little orphan kids, you know, and at some point in time, these ladies in these big dresses will be doing somersaults, but I see them all like dressed as like characters in this song. And they're all singing and dancing. And so this is my show tune for y'all. So I've got to do it kind of a cappella because I don't really know how to play it. So y'all bear with me. And as we get this thing going, maybe at some point you can stomp your feet or something and we'll make noise and we'll get that whole Oliver ambiance right here in the boat. Here we go. This is called Breaking News. Tom and Katie are getting married down in Italy. I'm so excited. My life is so complete. Pictures of the little monster. I really hope like hell I get to see the castle and the happy nuptials. I bet the bride is looking awful foxy. They're putting their business in recoupables. Thank heaven for the paparazzi. And oh shit, OJ's in. Thank you, John Neff, Luther Dickinson, and Patterson Wood. We'll see y'all soon. Good night.